absolutely, not alone delighted, but absolutely honoured to have been asked to do part and parcel of the opening ceremony this evening in the Abbey Centre. It kicks off at 8:35, the welcoming address by Councillor Fonsy Travers, the Mayor of Ballyshannon. Then we're going to have Liam Ward, Town Manager. Then I myself will be launching it officially, the 400 gathering, at 8:50. And then at 9 o'clock, we have the screening of a DVD on Ballyshannon itself. 9:25, Nuada, music and song from the 1600s. And 10:15, the closing remarks by Michael McLoon, who is chairperson of Backing Ballyshannon. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
And the DVD and online promotional video you mentioned is to highlight what's coming up in August. Having briefly looked over the events list, it's really something for the townspeople to be proud of.
Oh, the amount of work that has been put in by the steering committee is just incredible. I mean, you have daily music masterclasses. You're going to have the Erin Estrie Fisherman Dedication. All the clubs involved, the Erua Club, very famous GAA Club, which I think gave four of the 1992 team, four of the best footballers ever to come out. Gary Welsh, I think it was Matt Gallagher, Brian Murray and Sylvester Maguire, not to mention Martin Carney, who is now currently in Mayo, Donegal, on the Donegal Team of the Millennium, Michael McLoon, Donegal Team of the Millennium, Park McShea, Donegal Team of the Millennium, Brian Roper, 2007, probably one of the best footballers ever to come out of Donegal and not to win All-Ireland, and then Niall McCready. So if, when you look at it in terms of then the soccer blitz, then you've got the Estrie Trip, you've got the Drama Society, you've got the Allingham Society, the Harvest Fair, the Agri Show, everything. It's got something for everybody. It really is great.
Okay, just drawing a line under that, moving on to the GA release, G8 release, if that's okay, Jim. There's no doubt, and I suppose if we take a global view of this, it is one island, and the G8 summit has the potential to have great benefit for areas close to Fermanagh, not least Donegal.
I think it's absolutely marvellous, because when you go abroad, people don't make the distinction between the North or the South, between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, between the Republic and the Six Counties. Basically, they see Ireland as an all-Ireland global entity. And that's the way we want them to see it. Okay, in fairness to the British government, they're the ones that actually come up with the idea of having it in Enniskillen. But it is showcasing Ireland as an entity, and it's a huge boost. Because, I mean, you consider the millions, billions of people that will be watching this event, and not at all watching it with interest, but certainly watching as well what's happening in terms of trying to get the global economy back on track again. It's hugely significant, and it's a master showcase for all of Ireland as a whole.
And one of the greatest challenges in terms of tourism promotion is attracting visitors to the northwest. Fermanagh's right smack bang in the middle of it. So they say all rising tide will lift all boats.
And it will. I mean, the knock-on effect from this in terms of quantifying the residual benefit is going to be huge, because this touristically is basically putting Ireland as a whole globally on the map. And it's of particular significance to border counties like Donegal, because, I mean, the overlap, there's no border there anymore in terms of passport control. You know, your freedom of movement and so on. So it's going to be, in my opinion, it's going to have a huge spin-off effect, not alone this week, next week, but hopefully into the foreseeable future.